too many decisions about the West get made in Washington, D.C. At least, that's what the Secretary of the Interior thinks. Ryan Zinke plans to move thousands of the department's employees out west to manage water, public lands, and energy from there. We decided to take a look at how a seemingly dull, bureaucratic plan might affect our region in interesting ways. We talked to some people with a vested interest, starting in Wyoming. Maggie Mullen reports.
Joel Bausman is a rancher and county commissioner in western Wyoming. His county is 80% public land.
So any decision made by the federal agencies does have an impact.
Bausman says that's meant both good and bad things for his community, especially its economic base, which relies on energy, agriculture, and recreation. But Bausman adds, right now is an exciting time, with the Interior Department proposing changes that could mean more control in the hands of local government.
Because we've always had concerns with the top-down approach of the federal agencies, both BLM and Forest Service.
Bausman says he has always looked for ways to enhance the role of local government in the decision-making process for federal lands.
And it is very clear that the best decisions are always made by people working together at the local level.
Bausman says having more federal boots on the same ground as locals like him could do the trick. I'm Maggie Mullen in Wyoming.
And I'm Ray Ellen Bichel. Joel Bausman may be optimistic, but over here in Colorado, Ann Castle has some questions.
Well, I only know what I've read.
Castle used to be deep in the Interior Department. From 2009 to 2014, she was the Assistant Secretary for Water and Science.
I don't know exactly what the plan is.
Actually, no one does. The plan is vague, and it's changed a few times already. But here's what Castle says she does know. All this reshuffling is probably a bad idea. For one, it's expensive.
The department has asked for upwards of $17 million just in its first year.
Then there's the fact that most people who work for the Interior Department, about 60% of them, are already out west.
So most of the people are on the land where they should be, working in the regions where their projects are playing out.
Not stuck in a DC vacuum. Finally, she says, it's downright distracting, which might sound like no big deal, until you think about what these pieces of the government actually do. Take the Bureau of Reclamation, which Castle used to oversee.
They're getting water to people, whether it's farmers or municipalities. That's their mission.
And Castle says that is no small task. They don't have time for all this hubbub. I'm Ray Ellen Bichel in Colorado.
And I'm Judy Faze in Salt Lake City, where political leaders are actually welcoming that hubbub. Utah's long complained about federal control of western lands, but now the state wants the feds to move here.
It makes a lot of sense to be really close to your customer, and the West is the customer of federal lands.
Tom Adams leads Utah's Office of Outdoor Recreation. He's part of a team that's lobbying Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to move the department's headquarters to Utah.
You're on the elevator with Secretary Zinke. What's your pitch?
Good to see you again, Secretary Zinke. We know you're looking at new places for your federal land manager's offices. We'd love to let you know more about Utah. We are the third best for education.
This pitch sounds a lot like the talking points the states use to attract companies like Adobe and Goldman Sachs. Both have hubs here.
We are the number one economy in the nation. We are the third best for education. And we house some of the most iconic landscapes in the world that you manage. And we can provide wonderful quality of life.
Adams says he thinks Utah has an edge over other states for the same reason that companies are moving here. Think powder skiing and hiking around Red Rock Arches. Utah and other states are still waiting to find out the Interior Department's final plans for the reorganization. And while they wait, they'll be angling for a piece of the action. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Judy Faze.